From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. A bill outlining how to use revenues from California's new greenhouse gas reduction program was the source of heated debate on the Assembly floor Tuesday. Amy Quinton reports.
The bill determines how the California Air Resources Board would use money raised from carbon auctions. But debate focused instead on whether California should even have a carbon cap and trade program. Republican Assemblymember Shannon Grove called the program a job killer.
This is a crime against the business owners. It's a crime against the citizens of the state of California who will lose their jobs because of this cap and trade implementation.
The bill's author, Assembly Speaker John Perez, says opponents miss the point.
It says that the legislature should have a role in evaluating on an annual basis as we do the budget, the revenues and the expenditure of the revenues.
The first auction of carbon dioxide pollution permits is scheduled for November. The bill passed the Assembly on a party line vote. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The California State Senate has passed a measure that would speed up the dismissal process for school teachers accused of serious misconduct. It's a response to the arrest of several Los Angeles Unified School District teachers on sexual misconduct charges. Republicans tried to amend the bill to streamline the review process even more, but majority Democrats killed the amendment and approved the original measure, prompting a frustrated Senate GOP leader Bob Huff to blame teachers' unions.
They're the most powerful lobbying interest up here, yes. It lays at their feet. Their whole charge, their whole mission is to protect adults. It's not about the kids or their safety.
Democrats say the bill is carefully and narrowly written to address specific cases involving sex, violence, and drugs. The measure next moves to the Assembly. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. Check out these and other stories on our newly redesigned website, krcb.org/news.